Cast Ranger.
Welcome to Extra Extra Cast Ranger, everybody.
Yep, welcome along. There's only three of us.
Yeah,
tonight.
As you can tell, Ichi didn't start this, so
he hasn't spoken up once yet. Therefore, he's probably not here.
He's not here. So we're gonna do this wherever the fuck we want. So, Guard, you want to talk about Ultraman news first?
Let's not. I'm running the show.
No, let's actually start from beginning to end.
Yep, let's do this.
All right.
First news story of the night.
And which is technically
Kengo's dying.
Yeah, Kengo is dying.
No,
not news.
No. So Comrade Forze is Ryuki Takahashi. Also, he played Kengo on Forze. He's retiring from acting just due to
focus on his health and medical treatment.
Yeah. So,
which means not too different from his character in Forze.
Well, that was mainly because he was an alien entity. And
well, you know, we know that, but we don't care because it's Forze.
I do!
Okay, I do care about the actor. I hope he does make
it. Oh, yeah, I hope he does fine.
Unless he makes a recovery.
Unless, you know, Kaiba from Fuzz.
Nah, it's 2016. He's gonna die.
Oh, yeah.
That's not cool.
Along with every other celebrity out there.
Rest in peace, Gordie Howe.
And Muhammad Ali.
And
Kimbo Slice. And
Alan Rickman.
I don't know who that is.
I'm talking this week.
Oh, this week?
I'm talking this week. I'm not even getting into the rest of
it. You know what? Fuck, I'm calling it now Tom Baker.
Oh, yeah,
don't
fuck.
Don't say Tom Baker. Anyways, next story.
Next up on the list.
Yay!
We have some images of the DX Shift Ride Crosser and Shift Hartron set.
Oh, and they look fucking awesome, and it's going to be expensive as fuck because they're both electronic, have sounds in them, Hartron having the light, lights and sounds, and it's going to be bundled with the DVD for the Mock Heart movie, which is 15,000 yen, so that's going to be like almost $200 I'm going to have to fucking buy this for.
Yeah.
Because Kevin has been the one so far, Shadowcaster has been the one who's been buying all the movie Gaim shit, so now it is my turn to buy all the Drive movie shit.
Wait, you didn't buy the Gaiden set?
No, I never did because that's when I stopped collecting lock seeds because it was just getting too expensive.
Anyways, yeah, as Lane was saying, the DX Shift Ride Crosser and Shift Hartron set will be bundled with the release of the Kamen Rider Drive Saga, Kamen Rider Mach, Kamen Rider Heart Blu-ray for 14,040 yen. So yeah, about $150.
Fine.
And it'll be released in November.
Woo! So lots of time for me to save. So
lots of times for you to save for toys that you'll just sell with Inamino Ichi.
No, I won't! I'm not selling any of my Drive shit!
It's actually true. He hasn't actually sold any of his Drive stuff.
Yeah.
I love my Drive stuff. I love Drive. Drive is life.
He started selling his Gaim stuff. What's next?
No.
Ghost,
yeah, exactly.
He's actually been selling a lot of
stuff. Oh, well, okay then. Anyways, moving on.
Oh!
Yeah!
We have some extra news about the cast for the Ghost Summer movie.
Spectre's daddy is going to be
our
writer.
Can I say something quickly?
And he has three horns!
Yes, go for it,
I like the Dark Ghost.
Yeah, I know. Dark Ghost, fuck off. His human form, though, go down. He looks silly.
No, just read the description of what his character is.
He is Adele and Alan's older brother. So
fucking bullshit. Damn it.
Whoa.
That was Gar slamming the door over and over again.
He looks
probably imagining that somebody's head was in it.
He looks like Coconut Head from Ned's The Classified School Survival Guide.
Yeah.
No, just older.
They could have just been like, oh, I'm like the Emperor's bratty little brother or
something.
It's
another fucking brother.
But anyways.
Also, Makoto's dad.
As Kamen Rider Zero Spectre.
That is actually interesting because throughout the whole entire series, he's nowhere to be seen.
Actually, on that note, he is a dad. Isn't he homeless?
I don't know.
Where does Makoto live? I'm pretty sure Alan just sleeps on rooftops.
That's actually a really good question.
Yeah, we've never really heard about Makoto or Kanan's parents.
Well, Kanan sleeps in the like.
Well, they live in the shrine. They live in the temple.
No, it's like I swear to God, Canon lives at the temple. Makoto never seems to just be hanging out there.
It's like, okay, can I well, where technically, are you going? Well, technically, I don't live here. So,
and also for most of the show, he was a specter, so you know he didn't need to sleep.
I got it.
Or eat.
Houdini unfolds his motorcycle, just lays on it as a hammock.
Anyways.
We're done yet.
Yeah, we are.
We were talking a bit more about it. So, Zero Spectre is actually pretty interesting because he has three horns. And Ichi's been, like, dying for a rider and ghost to have three horns. He was hoping Necron was going to have three horns. That didn't happen. So, and he looks cool. He's got, like, a purple, pinkish kind of thing on him, so...
And he's purple.
And Dark Ghost, it's just fucking... He's awesome looking. I can't wait to get him.
Yep, and as we've stated probably a couple times before, this movie is coming out on August 6th in theaters, which means we probably won't see it before Christmas.
We won't see it for 6 months
after. We won't see it until January, like we did with Surprise Future.
Yeah, exactly.
And remember, this movie is going to be double-billed with the Juroger film.
So it's going to be an hour...
Well, yeah, it's Sentai film, 20 minutes, because it's like the Pikachu short. All right, let's get to the actual film, which is Kamen Rider.
Yes. All right, moving on. Yes,
moving on.
So, more Zyoger toys.
Yeah, more Zyoger toys. Dobutsu Sentai Zyoger's new cube animal spotted.
Yes, so if we go down,
there's more?
There is a...
The newest animals will be making their way to the series will be an owl, a black and white striped zebra, a platypus, and a panther.
Wait,
a black and white striped zebra? You mean there are other different colored stripes of zebras?
No. Platypus?
Platypus.
Platypus?
They don't do much.
Platypus.
Oh. Okay.
And a panther.
Hey, there you... Oh, no, you want jaguar?
I want a fucking jaguar. I'm kind of ticked.
Close enough?
No.
But an owl, that's pretty cool, even though he's literally just a fucking repaint of the bat.
So, I'm just wondering, where are these going to fit in?
They're weapons. They're weapons.
Weapons.
Oh, so
the zebra is an obvious repaint of giraffe. The owl is going to be a repaint of the bat boomerang. And the platypus, I have no fucking idea.
Platypus, just they summon a giant platypus.
Perry!
Agent Perry!
Anyways, we don't have any proper pictures of this because that was forbidden at the event.
You shall not shoot!
I want to see fucking pictures of the Whale Buster soon.
Oh, that's on, like, you mean that thing?
That.
Oh, yeah.
Right there.
Sweet! No, I want to see, like, function.
Anyways.
Cool.
Anyways, since we really don't have much on this one. Next up. The title has been revealed for the Zyoger summer movie.
Oh, what's it called?
What's it called?
Heart-Throbbing Circus Panic.
Yeah, so it's...
Circus!
Space Circus. We talked about it last week.
Space Circus.
That's right.
But it's like, okay, circus?
Yeah. It's animals, circus.
I was honestly hoping this was going to be an episode of Zyoger, but it's a movie. Okay, good enough.
Evil Alien Space Circus.
I just hope the next Zyoger movie is Zyoger versus Super Sentai.
No, it'll be Zyoger versus Ninja.
No, it needs to be Super Sentai. No, it's the 40th team.
It doesn't matter. It's versus the Ninja.
Okay, once again.
Oh my god, what the fuck's up with this dude?
Yep, we have comedian Yoshimura Takashi appearing in the Zyoger summer movie as what appears to be a really fucking creepy-looking clown.
It looks like the Japanese Mad Hatter.
I love clowns. It's actually weird that a lot of people are scared of clowns. I'm not.
He will play the role of Dummy Doll's human form, the evil ringleader of the space circus.
So it's kind of like that other...
Dummy Doll.
It's like that fucking guy from the Tokujin and Ninja movie.
Yeah.
He's like super creepy.
Yeah, that.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that later. Because we decided not to do it.
Okay, we'll talk about it in the episode of Cast Ranger! Moving on.
This
don't look stupid.
I like the design.
Hey, it's Bon Bon!
Yeah, actor Ryuji...
Bon Bon got married.
Actor Ryuji Sane just got married.
Bon Bon got the puss.
Yeah. Bon Bon got married.
Bon Bon will start doing the bang bang.
Bon Bon will bon bon.
Does it say who?
The wedding ceremony happened in Hiroshima last May 27th, same day as the G7 summit.
What's the G7 summit?
A world...
Get out.
No, I actually don't know what that is.
It's a gathering of world leaders.
Oh. Okay.
Which is why Obama was there.
Obama was in Japan. Anyways.
He was in attendance.
Oh, yeah, this happened.
Yay, the Talon Energym has been confirmed in Power Rangers Dino Supercharged. So we're getting Death Ranger.
No, they only said the Energym. They did not mention the Ranger.
The Ranger's going to show up, Gar.
Really? I've seen images of the continuation of Dino Supercharged. So far, nobody's actually seen a picture of him. But we're getting Lord Chaos in Dino Charge.
That's stupid.
No, it's
not. No.
It makes... You haven't been watching it. It actually makes sense on where he comes in.
Okay, but I just don't like Chaos. He was ugly.
I like him.
No.
He was a cool design.
An ugly villain? Never.
But the joke of his name in Dino Supercharge is Lord Ankar.
Oh, that's stupid.
Get it? Because he looks like an anchor.
Also, more based off the Statue of Liberty.
I didn't watch Zoolander, and I don't watch Dino Charge.
Endorph's in it, though, which is pretty cool.
Watch all this shit.
No, you just said you don't watch Zoolander.
No, I meant Kyoryuger, Zoolander.
Watch Kyoryuger, it's a good series.
Maybe someday. Fuck
Mommy is my waifu.
I would say not for now. I would at least wait.
Anyways.
Continue. Meow.
Hey, it's Tyler.
Oh, more
Dino Charge news.
Yes, so it seems that Brennan Mejo, or Tyler from the Dino Charge Red Ranger, he was spotted being in the American Ninja Warrior competition series.
Now, isn't it odd that I actually have the two red... Or
yes.
Two
yeah,
Dino
he's
Charge
holding
figures.
The Red Ranger, Dino Charge Ranger, and the Carnival
He's
form.
Not just... He wasn't just spotted, he tweeted a picture of himself competing.
Well, yes, that's what I meant.
His wife is so proud.
Yeah.
At the age of 27.
Yeah.
Wow, he's Ichi's age, that's incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool, good for him. I heard that he didn't go too far, but that's okay.
Anyways.
Like that's hard.
Oh, yeah.
Amazon Prime plans to release Kamen Rider Amazons and Ultraman Orb spinoff overseas.
Ooh.
So you're gonna get physical copies of Orb.
Gonna get dubbed.
Oh my god, if it gets dubbed.
Oh, is that what it means?
No,
it
more
just
than
means
they're not gonna dub Amazons.
They're planning to bring their Japanese shows overseas.
Well, they tried that once. It didn't end up.
Yeah, their plans to distribute each production overseas. Amazon Prime members, some of these shows include Kamen Rider Amazons,
Seasons 1 and 2,
and the untitled Ultraman Orb spinoff. So not Ultraman Orb itself, but a spinoff series.
Well, Ultraman Orb, chances are, will probably be released by Crunchyroll. But
details about when we're going to see this, and, well, if they're going to dub it or not, I guess. We're going to find out later, because
we'll
it's not yet announced.
Yeah. That's cool, though.
Wait, we talked about Amazon's getting a season 2, right?
Yeah,
yes.
We already did.
Okay.
I'm excited for that. I gotta finish season 1.
Oh. Here we go.
Oh,
SH
images.
Figure Arts. Kamen Rider Ichigo. 2016 movie version.
Official images revealed.
Look at that. See, that actually looks like the suit. Because, like, when we saw the first figure, it didn't look that buff. But this one looks buff.
Which, that's the
those pictures.
I like to make... When I first saw this, I'm like, it's so... Buffy, it's hilarious. Like, not Buffy as in the Vampire Slayer. I just mean, like, it's buff.
Look how bulky the belt is.
Oh, yeah. Could you just imagine having this right beside the Takashi Hongo figure art?
Yeah.
In which, I wasn't there for talk about that either. Shut up and take my money.
I know.
No, what you do is... Because
if you buy that, chances are, hey, we could make more of these.
What do
we do next? How about Godai Yusuke?
Yeah, how about the guy from Stronger?
Oh,
Shigeru Joe, of course.
Anyways, the figure stands at 145 millimeters tall.
Yada yada.
That's not very much.
Average
figure arts aren't really
that's
huge
fine.
Things.
And it comes with a set of interchangeable hands and a rider kick effect part.
Yep.
The item costs 5,184 yen, so about a little over $50, and is set for an October release.
Wait.
Does it say if it's a Tabashi Web exclusive?
No, it's a retail.
This is retail. Cool.
Ooh.
Hey, you want a Takashi Hongo figure? Here you go.
Availability.
Now, if only we can get the... if we can get...
Oh,
I'll talk about this.
Speaking of shitty fucking toys.
Okay.
I'm going to take a break for this one.
For me, I'll talk about this. Zoolander
Genesis Toy Continue Metal and Meba Metal set announced. Basically, it's you get the O's medals.
You get the medals that Narya inserts into the monster to make them big.
And also the ones that all the monsters use to summon the frigging Meebas.
Yes.
And you also get a actual, like, pyramid where you can slide in the coin.
Yep.
And it says sounds and phrases.
And that's about it. Also, it's a friggin' premium Bandai.
No way!
All in favor of actually getting this.
No.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Anyways, it's the same thing like the stupid hammer.
Yep.
Kyoemon's hammer.
The metal set will release on November 2016 and will retail for $53.78 before fees and shipping.
No, thank you.
Why in November? Because chances are, like,
nobody will care by then.
Fair enough.
Pre-orders have begun on Premium Bandai and will conclude once the item hits 5,000 units sold.
It's not going to.
So if you actually give a fuck, get this while it lasts.
Yup.
None of us will be touching it.
Wait, how much is it?
It's like $50. Plus, but that's before shipping.
Yeah, that's before
shipping and middleman fees. So it's going to be like $80 for two stupid coins and a pyramid that says a couple things.
Says the man who bought all the O's medals.
That was years ago. So fuck you.
You have to question it.
Next story, Raven.
Uh-huh. Sorry, I just thought I heard something there. Oh.
Coming soon from Funko.
Power Rangers pop figures. The other ones we're getting. Black, blue, green, and yellow.
Yeah, basically.
They already have white, red, and pink.
Red, white, and pink came out, like, years ago. Like, 2012, 2011. When pops were, like, brand new.
You know what we actually need a pop figure of?
What?
Guyver. Right here. Third comment down.
No! You know what? I was making a complaint about this on Twitter like a few months ago. I'm actually sad there aren't like Kamen Rider or Super Sentai pop files. Like, I'm sad pop files
aren't
like
an American company.
Yeah. No, I know, actually, but I wish they'd make them for Japan.
If you scroll up and actually click on one of the pictures, not the green one, you see how on the Ranger pop it actually has the circle, like the Mastodon thing?
Yep.
That's only a GameStop exclusive.
Yeah. Well, no, GameStop exclusive is also the metallic paint.
That too. But, wait, so is it just the metallic paint?
It's just the metallic paint.
Okay, so all of them have the circle on it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, I thought that was just the GameStop exclusive.
No, they got it.
No, it's cool that they're doing that, because it's like the original figures.
So does that mean they're re-releasing the, red, white, and
Maybe not, we don't know yet.
I think they should, since, you know, those things are really expensive.
Yes. Oh, yeah, there's my buddy Reggie right there in the comments. That's cool.
Just go. Reggie. But this is extra where we read through the comments.
And we read the comments. No, we don't.
Power Rangers Mega Force Super Mega Force DVD sets announced. Okay,
and
next.
Moving on,
because nobody cares.
It's Mega Force.
Yeah. Oh.
Hey, it's Trip!
Kevin Kleinberg joins Power Rangers Actors Reunion filmed The Order.
He's in The Order? Dude.
Hey, there he is. Wow.
He's been added to the list of the... Wow, yeah, that's a long list. But anyways, best known as Trip or Time Force Green in Power Rangers Time Force.
I liked Trip. He was a cool character.
Other details on what side he's on and what his character's going to be like are not yet revealed, but we know he's going to be in it.
He's an alien.
And one thing I still enjoy about The Order is, like, alright, we have a set, like, money range. If we don't make it, we're still going to release it.
It'll happen. It'll just be shitty.
Yeah. Like, it'll still happen. We'll throw our own money into it.
Yeah.
Just to get it done.
Anyway, it's really nice to see him in this.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Anyways, moving on to the next thing.
What the fuck?
Limited edition Pioneer Ultraman headphones up for pre-order. Gar, I'm sure you were the one who added this to the list.
Yeah, being Ultraman's Gar.
The rest of the list I can already see is pretty much all Ultraman, except for the last one.
But the last one we won't spoil.
We'll get that.
Basically, these are Ultraman headphones based on the 2011 manga series of Ultraman.
Beats by Ultraman.
Yeah, man. I would totally kill just to have these headset, and then they would totally break after like a year and a half.
Yeah, I know, right?
Alright, next.
Anyways. Ultraman Orb series and cast revealed.
Yeah, like because, you know, the show's coming out in a month.
Yeah, ready here's some news. Let's see here, introducing main character, Guy Kurenai.
We already talked about him when we first talked about Morph.
Yep, here's the team of SSP, Something Search People. Wow, you guys, and your naming.
Okay. A group of individuals that track strange phenomena, so basically everything. The group members consist of Naomi... I'm on the side. You may know Jeter Hayami, Shin Masudo, and led by Naomi's uncle...
Itetsu Shibakawa.
Thank you.
Just because you're struggling with all the Japanese names.
I know, because it's really tired. Okay, we already talked about these guys. Let's go to the bottom.
People.
Because you guys mentioned him last week, but you weren't here. There's the villain, Ultraman.
Yep.
Jaggerous Juggler.
Aoyaki Takaya.
Yeah. Is Orb / Gaia's nemesis. That was Lane's phone going off.
Yes.
A mysterious figure who works in the shadows. He uses the Dark Ring and monster cards to summon various enemies to mess Orb's day. And once again, Ultraman Orb is written by Takako.
So, can I just present this? Just how dumb this article makes this show sound. It's. Wow. I'm sorry. The villain is the villain's whole purpose in this article is being phrased as he summons monsters to mess up Orb's day.
Well, this is J-Fuse. Actually,
oh, also, can I also bring back up that name of that team, the SSP or the Something Search People? That is, like, the most vague fucking name for a group I have ever heard.
Well, Antigua, the team is called Guts.
Actually,
so.
Which,
down.
Fine.
Scroll down, because you guys might recognize somebody. Him.
This guy?
Yeah, he was in GoBusters.
Oh, I didn't watch
That's
that.
Who?
Operator Morishita.
Oh, it's the dude with the glasses. Or not the dude with the glasses. Oh, yeah, no, I remember
he's
him.
He's the main guy.
Weird haircut dude. Yeah,
anyways, this show is starting to sound silly.
Yay!
Well, me and Gar, I've decided that with Gar, I'm going to watch Orb with him.
Oh,
so.
Thank you. Then the Orb toy line.
The Orb toy line now has its own website.
Who fucking cares? It's
surprising
a stupid ring!
Nobody.
It's a stupid ring. Because, no, what's annoying is X's device, it actually has no off switch. Like, you press a button, and then it just stays on until, like, you don't use it for, like, 5 minutes.
Well, you take the battery, though.
Yeah, that too, but it was just a weird toy.
Basically, the toy line consists of the Orb Ring, which will come with 4 cards, a card holder, which will come with 1 card, and then there are two card packs coming out of 6.
God, what's with Ultraman and cards?
Cards are card players.
Cards
so that's
are,
a total
cards
of,
are popular, Lane.
No, but that's why I like Ginga, because Ginga used dolls.
You
used
mean
vinyl
vinyls?
Figures.
Hang on.
Yes.
12.
Spark turkeys.
So basically 17 cards within the first 2 months.
Yep.
Ultra Live! So yeah, yay, cards and stuff.
Cards. Super
man.
Special awesome.
Anyways.
This is adorable.
Oh, god damn it, more Ultraman.
Fuck, Gar! That's why we don't have you on the show anymore.
I know, right?
Ultra Noodle series revealed.
Ultra Noodle?
Transforming Ultraman figures that turn into ramen cups.
Next story,
moving
please.
Fucking on!
No!
Alright, fine. John Boyega cast in Pacific Rim 2.
No, cast as the lead in Pacific Rim 2. Yeah, yes. John Boyega, also known as Finn from The Force Awakens, will be the lead in Pacific Rim 2, and I could not be more happy.
That's neat, actually.
I love John Boyega. This guy is fucking amazing.
I'm just Woo! Laughing because you guys are just like...
Also, we got casting for Pacific Rim 2. Oh. Yay, it's happening!
You know what would be cool? Do you know what would be cool? If John Boyega plays the guy from the first movies, like a strange son or something, wouldn't that be awesome?
Eh.
No, John Boyega's Idris Elba's son! That'd be fucking cool! I'm totally
Maybe.
Calling it!
Anyways, that's extra cast ranger for this week.
Hope you guys enjoyed our news.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Except for the Ultraman shit.
Aircaster, what do you think?
What, you think Ultraman and Orb's gonna be shit too?
I know, right? That was really insightful. That was really insightful, Aircaster.
Aircaster is just... He disagrees with everything Gar says.
Indeed.
Watch it be, like, the greatest Ultraman series.
That's what everyone said about X.
In which that's actually kind of true. Ultraman
anyways. Thank you guys very much for tuning in.
We'll see you in the episode prior.
Yeah. Proper.
Proper. That's what I meant. I meant proper!
Because you're not proper.